We're up to the 12th attribute. The description is Mi'el Chamocha, who is potent, like you, Hashem. Nose Avon, Vover Al Pasha, Lisherit Nachlato, Lochezik Laad Apoki Chafetz Chesed Hu. Yeshuv Yirachameinu. We ask Hashem to return, have compassion over us. Yichboshav and Tenu, you're welcome to open it. Hold down our sin. V'tashlichum tzulot yam kol chatotam. Hashem sends to the depths all of the Jewish people's sins. V'iten emet li'akov, you give truth to Yaakov, chesed l'Avram, kindness to Avram. Asher nishbat al avotenu, as you vowed to our forefathers. So that's the 12th attribute that Rav Moshe Kodver is going to discuss now. Yesh bnei adam sheinam agunim. There are people who are really, they're not fit, they're not the way they should be. V'akadosh baruch hu merachem al kulam. And Hashem has compassion over everyone. Yesterday we discussed, with regard to Gerim, that even if a person isn't 100%, Hashem has a special place for him. And today, we're learning about people in general. If you have people, even if they're not 100%, Hashem has pity over everyone. Hashem has mercy for everyone. U'pirshu b'gemara, and the Gemara explains on the verse in which Hashem says, V'chanoti et asher achon, God says, I will have compassion, I will have pity over whoever I choose to have pity. Shamar kadosh baruch hu, that what God was saying is, Otzal ze leotam sheinam agunim. This, I have a treasure. This treasure is for those that are not fit. Yesh otzal tachnunim. Shakadosh baruch hu chonen menoten lem matnat chinam. God says, I have a treasure chest, so to speak, with gifts that are for free. And I give free gifts to those that don't merit it. Lefi shamar kadosh baruch hu arei yesh lem zchut avot. Because Hashem says, wait a second, but they have merits of their forefathers. Ani nishmati la'avot. I took on a vow to the forefathers. Im ken, im heyot she'enam agunim. So then, even though they are not fitting, yizku bishvil she'em yizeh ha'avot she'nishmati lem. They will merit because they come from the forefathers. Lefichach ena'alem ve'enagem ad she'ituknu. So I will guide them until they finally fix themselves. So Rav Moshe Kodver is explaining, asher nishbat la'avotenu, that you took a vow to our forefathers, that vow stands for us for generations to come. We know there is a concept of zchut avot, the merits of the forefathers, that, according to one opinion, the Gemara is finished. We used up all the merits. But there's brit avot, there's the covenant with the forefathers, that never changes. So Hashem says, I took a vow to the forefathers, I had a special relationship with the forefathers, that holds out for the next generation. Now, it's interesting, when we were in the hospital this week, so it was packed. And the doctor in charge was a childhood friend of my father's. So we once met and we spoke over Shabbos. So when he walked by, I told him, good morning, Mati. And he stopped for a second and then he remembered who my father was. He doesn't know me for beans, but he remembered who my father was. And for the next 3 days that we were in the hospital, we got special treatment. Why? Because he knew my father. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything. Sometimes when you know someone and you like someone, so then even though they're a child, you don't know, you don't owe anything to him, but you say, okay, but I like this father. So Hashem says, if you have people who really are not living up to what they should, I'm still going to do for them extra. I'm going to go beyond the call of duty. Why? Because of who their fathers are. Yeah. That's true, but he's talking about the shvua, not the schut. And he's saying that the brit also holds out for us.
What about you're giving me that the schut avot is that we've used it up. That's the opinion of Yahweh, or that's just an opinion of the prophet?
The Sfaradim certainly don't seem to go with that, because they mention schut avot in their piyutim. The Ashkenazim, I don't know. I don't know where it would be in Afkamina. I don't know. We Ashkenazim also have a piyut that we sing, that many kilos sing on Yom Kippur, about the Yudgimen Midot. And in one of the lines we say, Boteach ani ba'ile u'bizchut shloshet ha'avot. I have faith in these, the 13 attributes that God said will always arouse mercy, and the merits of our forefathers. That certainly indicates that we're going with the Zechut Avot not finishing. But you know what? That's one Rishon. Other Rishonim are going to disagree. It's a Gemara argument in the Gemara, but I'm saying the conclusion. How do you come up with the bottom line? V'kach yeh adam, af im yifga b'rasha'im, al yitachzer k'negdam. This is the way a person's supposed to behave. Even if he happens to cross our wicked people, he himself should not become cruel towards them. O yecholfim mechayotze, nor should he curse them out. Ela yirachem alem, rather he should have compassion over them. V'yomar sof sof im bnei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. He should think to himself, you know what? Nonetheless, they are the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Even if they're not fit, they're not kosher, but their forefathers are. And if one disgraces the children, he's really disgracing the fathers. I don't want to disgrace their forefathers. And a person's supposed to be willing to cover their shame and help them fix themselves as best as he can. So if we wouldn't know that we're reading Rav Moshe Kordvir, we think we're reading some Hasidic sefer. But this is Rav Moshe Kordvir. We're going back 400 or 500 years, and he's telling us it's very important that when we meet people, even if we see they're off, they're not right, but we have to remember if they themselves don't deserve it, so they come from a family that deserves it. Yeah, so here he's saying that the Rachmanut should be even Chanina, that it's for free. Now, again, like all the traits we learned, this requires balance. We're not talking about turning the other cheek and getting smacked again. We're talking about in situations where it's not going to adversely affect the person, but he can nonetheless give his compassion to someone even though he doesn't deserve it. So that's the 12th trait we learned, that Hashem, even though we don't necessarily deserve it, is going to treat us well because of our forefathers, and we should also be able to see people positively, even if they themselves aren't the way they should be, but we should remember where they come from. There's a famous story that's quoted in the Gemara, that there was a Tano who had just finished learning a tremendous section of learning, and he was riding his horse on the beach, and suddenly he came upon a person that looked very, very bad. The person just looked horrid, and when he looked at him, he was taken aback, and he said, "Wow, what a disgusting person. Do you come from a town where everyone looks like you?" So the man looks at him and he says, I don't think he said anything at that point. That Tana started writing, and this man's following him. And as he's going, the man's following him. So he turns to him and he says, "Look, I've spoken improperly to you. Please forgive me." So he said, I don't remember if he said this before the Tana and this caused the Tana to apologize, or afterwards. I don't remember the order. He said to him, "I can forgive you after you went to the one who fashioned me and tell him what a disgusting vessel you fashioned. God fashioned me, I'm also B'Tzelem Elohim, in His fashion. And you're saying I'm a disgusting person, I look disgusting. Go to Him and talk to Him, He's the one that made me. When you go to Him and tell Him, look what a disgusting creature you made, then you could talk to me." So he begged him to forgive him, he wouldn't forgive him. He came to the city, and everyone came out to greet the Tana. Great rabbi's coming. And they see the man behind him, and the man's upset at him. So they ask him, the man sees they're all greeting him, giving him honor. So he says, "What are you giving this guy honor for?" So they said, "What do you mean? He's a great rabbi." So he said, "If this is what a great rabbi is like, there shouldn't be much like him in Israel." So they said, "Well, why do you speak that way?" So he told them the story. So the people started begging him, "Forgive him. He made a mistake. He spoke to you improperly." And finally the man conceded, he forgave him. Some say it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu saw this Tana who was feeling too proud after accomplishing a tremendous amount of learning, so he showed up and he made himself look exceptionally disgusting in order to bring the guy down off his high horse. What?
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. We have to remember that we all have times when we're down, and we're all fashioned in Hashem's tzelem, and we're all offsprings of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And just like this person said, go talk to my creator, and he reminded him, hey, wait a second, this guy's created in the fashion of Hashem. So Rav Moshe Kordovero is reminding us that we're all offsprings of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And if we'd only think of one another that way, then we'd have an easier time accepting who one another are. If you think of someone who really, really helped you out, someone who you really owe something to, and you think, if it were his son standing before you, so then you think, wait a second, even though he's not right, so he cut me in line, but he's so-and-so's son. Think about if it's a rabbi you appreciate, or someone else who you appreciate, if it were his son that cut you in line, then you'd maybe swallow it. You'd say it's wrong, it doesn't make him right, but you'd be willing to put up with more. So it's all a question of how we view someone else. I've recently had a thought which I really think would work. If I were a big Hasidic Rebbe with a long white beard, so I had an idea which I think would help a lot of couples with their marital issues. If you tell the husband, you should know that your wife in Gan Eden, she's got a front row seat. You're 20 rows behind her. I want you to know, as much as you think she does A wrong and B wrong and C wrong, at the end of the day, when you're going to get up to heaven, I want you to know, I'm telling you, the way the cards are stacked today, she's much more pious than you. She's getting a front row seat. I think many problems would be solved. Part of the issues that people have with their fellow men or with their spouse is that they view them and they think they could judge them and they think they're less than them. If we'd only recognize he's an offspring of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, if we'd only recognize, hey, this is a very important person I'm dealing with, we'd have an easier time dealing with other people's faults.